I love me some American authors. That's who that is, in case you guys are wondering. Have you ever found yourself in deep water? Like, what I mean is, but in a situation where it just seems completely hopeless. Like, no matter how hard you try, maybe at your job or in finances, you try and you work to get ahead. And no matter how hard you try, you still feel like you're drowning. Or maybe you're in a relationship where you keep giving your all and you keep trying time after time to get further in the relationship or rebuild the relationship. And it seems like time after time, you're just sitting there drowning. Have you ever been in deep water? You know what I really find interesting about this song is Zach Burnett, the lead singer, he doesn't request a lifeboat, does he? He doesn't request like a rope to take them to shore. He doesn't require a rescue. In fact, he's so helpless at this point in time that all he wants is one more breath just to survive. Have you ever been there? Where you're not even holding out for a miracle anymore. You're not even holding out for a rescue anymore. All you're hoping for is one more breath to go one day longer. Have you been there? My friends, I don't know where you all are at today. But there's one thing I do know from our Backyard Bible Clubs, okay? Kids, I'm going to test you. Are you ready? I'm going to see how well you were listening to Backyard Bible Club. Are you ready? When you're lonely, good job, guys. Let's try this again. When you struggle, and when you are helpless, Drake, you were the best at that today. You were the best, definitely. Jesus rescues. And you know, that sounds good, doesn't it? That Jesus rescues. And it's awesome because the Bible is filled with all of these miracles where Jesus comes through. But here's the thing, okay? Real life is still going on. And it's good to hear that Jesus rescues. And guys, as Christ followers, I believe that Jesus does rescue. I believe that he does do miracles. But knowing that Jesus rescues doesn't solve the problem that I have a bill that I don't know how I'm going to pay for tomorrow. Or it sounds good that Jesus rescues, but unfortunately, I still have this relationship that's not working. So what do you do then? Because my friends, I do believe that Jesus comes and he works in very miraculous ways. But I also believe that a lot of times in real life, it starts with a breath. It doesn't come with an all-out rescue. It comes with one breath. And normally, he uses his church to do it. So my friends, I don't know where you're at today. I don't know if you're actually looking for a rescue or if maybe even a rescue is just a little too helpless for you right now. But can I tell you something? The church can be your breath. I can't promise a rescue, but the church can be your breath. We can't miraculously give you or take away the cancer diagnosis that you got. But we can come pray with you before your surgeries or before your cancer treatments. I can't magically fix your relationship with your kids, but I can give them an hour every single week where they're getting fun and safe play where they will know for certain that Jesus loves them. We can't fix your marriage. We can't rescue you from your marriage, but we have a lead pastor here who's been married over 35 years and he'd love to listen. But my friends, in order for a rescue to happen, in order for us to even just begin to give you a deep breath in deep water, you got to be here and we got to know. We're not mind readers. The church, we have the ability, my friends, we have the ability to be breath in deep water. We can't rescue anyone. That's Jesus' job. That's way above our pay grade. But we can be a breath. And my church, isn't that what we hope for? Isn't that what we hope for when we are swimming in deep water and we are just trying to survive. Isn't that what we hope for? That someone will just come along beside us and give us a breath. Because like that song says, even when I'm sinking like a stone, do you remember the next part? At least I know I'm not alone. My friends, we can't promise that you'll never be in moments where you feel like you're drowning. But church, isn't it true that we want to be the people? We want to be a kind of people that if we see you drowning, we come along and give you a breath. There's a man in the Bible named James. He's actually Jesus's half-brother. Now, for those of you who might be new to the whole Jesus thing, we believe that Jesus is the God on earth. We believe that Jesus is the guy that came down on earth to show us kind of who God was like, okay? And I don't know what you would have to do to get your siblings to believe that you are God, okay? I know I would have to do a lot of work before my brothers would buy into that. And, you know, honestly, Jesus's brothers didn't really buy into the fact that he was God either. Until he said he would die and raise again, and then he did that, and then I don't know about you, but that would kind of make it believable. Just a little. And it wasn't until after Jesus did that that James, his half-brother, actually started to believe in him. And he wrote to a group of Christians, some of the very, very early Christians, okay? And in James chapter 2, this is what he says. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing. And you say to them, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? Another version says, what good does that do anyone? And my friends, as a church, okay, in order for us to be a breath in deep water, we can't just look at those who are around us struggling and say, okay, good luck with that. We have to try to be their breath. How can we do that as a church? It comes from seeing every moment possible to be that breath of water, a breath in the deep water. So church, will you be that with me today? And for those of you, maybe there's some of you here today who are sitting here going, I don't even buy into this Jesus thing yet. I don't know that he can really rescue. Maybe you didn't grow up in a place of faith, so you're just sitting here wondering if Jesus could really do what he says he does. Can I ask you for a favor? Can you just try maybe for the next month to get involved in a community? Whether that's this church community or a community that's closer to your house, but a community that whenever you need it, they can provide a deeper breath water. And if you come here, my friends, will you allow us to be your breath and deep water? Now, my church family, that's a pretty tall order because staff can't do it by ourselves. That's why staff is here, is to help and to listen and to guide. But we can't take care of all 300 of you. We need you. We need our congregation, our church, who is participating to look for those moments to be a breath in deep water. Can you do that for me? Can you look for people who might just, guys, there are people who are here today who are just wondering how they're going to survive the day. Who are wondering, who have probably so much on their mind right now, they're not even engaged in this conversation right now. But my friends, isn't that why the church is here? I was so encouraged by Backyard Bible Clubs this week, guys. I was so encouraged because I got to see our families interacting and engaging with neighborhood kids. And even if they weren't neighborhood kids, they were building relationships with kids that they had never had a relationship before. And my friends, that was when I was sitting there going, this is what the church is all about. This is why we are here, to give a breath of deep water, or breath in deep water, to some of these neighborhood families who are just struggling to survive. Some of them, let me tell you, some of them sent their kids to our backyard Bible clubs simply to get rid of their kids for a while. But my friends, that's what the church is for. That's why we're here. So if you're a part of my church family, can I challenge you to look for moments to be a breath today and throughout the rest of this month? If you haven't committed to a church family yet, I'm just going to encourage you to give someone a chance to be a breath for you. But my friends, again, we can't help if we don't know. We're going to end with a song today called One Thing Remains. And guys, what's so cool about the church is that we don't have to love on people out of our own power. Kind of like our verse said, it's the same mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead, but it's also his love that drives us. And that is what this song is going to remind us of. So if you would you guys stand with me? And we are going to sing this song as kind of ascending. And then after that, we are done and we are ready to go to our cookout. So let's finish this song.